Adrian Thomas, project manager at the RSPB, describes how to identify a blackbird, but begins with a robin.
So the robin song is, I think, one of the most interesting that we've got. Because most of the bird songs that I could describe for you in the garden setting, they're sung by male birds in spring when the breeding urges are upon them. But robins sing all year round, and both male and female robins sing, which is very unusual for British birds. And it's because they're a loner of a bird, they defend their own territory. So even a female will defend her own territory by using song to do so. And what a decent way of defending your territory, not through fisticuffs, although robins can get into fights if song doesn't work, but using song as that first thing to say, I'm on my home habitat here, this is my patch, don't bother trying to come in because this is mine, and that's what the song is trying to say. And compared with the two species we've talked about, the house sparrow and the dunnock, the song is really quite different. I always talk about a burst of song as being a verse, because that makes sense to us with our knowledge of music. And one verse of robin song is normally really short. It's only about 2 to 3 seconds. The first thing that's really noticeable with robin song, it'll sing its 2 to 3 second verse, then there'll be a gap, and then it will sing something totally different. Then there's a gap, and the next verse will be different again. So every verse is different than the one before. So people then say, well, how am I supposed to tell that is a robin if every verse is different? And it's all to do with the tone of the song, what we call the timbre of the song. And you know how if you play the same note on a piano or a guitar, you can hear the difference? That's timbre. That is how we tell the colour of a sound to the human ear. And what robin timbre, what the tone of a robin song is, for me, it has something watery about it that no other bird quite matches. And you get this trickling and this gurgling, and you get long still notes like a still pool that then overflow into a trickle at the end of it, all within that 2 to 3 seconds. So if you have a bird that's singing a sweet, wistful song, short verses, every verse is different, and within those verses you can hear this wateriness, this trickling and gurgling, then that's the robin.
So every verse they sing is different, and presumably then every robin also sings every verse differently. So it is that sound quality that makes them identifiable.
Yeah, you're absolutely spot on there, because I think that many people, when they think, oh, I'd quite like to learn birdsong, they think that, well, presumably every robin sings the same song as each other, and every time it opens its mouth, the same song comes out. As a starting point for thinking, well, is this a robin or is this some other bird? Well, hearing that each of those verses is different puts you onto the fact that there's another very common bird that does the same, which is the blackbird. Every verse of blackbird song is different, whereas you do get some birds where every verse is the same and every bird sounds pretty much the same.
You mentioned then that the blackbird also has different verses to sing.
That's right. And it means that some people get the blackbird and the robin really quite confused, because if every verse is different and every verse is quite a short verse, well, I've just described both the robin and the blackbird song there. So again, you turn to the tone of the blackbird song to differentiate it from the robin. And the tone of the blackbird song is deeper. It's more of a baritone rather than the high-pitched robin. It's really quite fluty. Instead of that watery, trickly gurgliness of the robin, you can hear the fluty individual notes of the blackbird. And then what really helps distinguish the blackbird is after it's done 3 or 4 or 5 fluty notes, At the end of its verse, it then switches to something quite different, what I call the terminal twiddle at the end of its song verse. So you get fluty, 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 twiddle at the end of it. You have to be quite close to the blackbird to hear that, but that's the beauty of being in a garden. We are close to the birds, so we hear all of the nuance within their songs.
Sounds of the blackbird, and before that, the robin. My thanks to Adrian Thomas of the RSPB.